May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 787. Come, poor sinners, come away. In meditation sweet, let us go to Golgotha and kiss our Saviour's feet. Let us in his wounded side wash till we every whit are clean, that the fountain opened wide for filthiness and sin. Hymn 787.
June 611.
Together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 2. Ephesians, chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands, at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus ye, who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath both made one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now please turn to the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31, and we read as far as verse 14. at the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O Virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adored with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together, a great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. May the Lord then bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, we are favoured and spared, dear Lord, thy goodness and kindness to come again into thine earthly courts. And we do thank thee once more for all thy mercies thus to us, the favours and blessings bestowed, for our food and drink this day, for thy care and keeping. And we ask and pray, dear Lord Jesus, thou art, oh, feed us this night with the bread of heaven, with the water of divine life. We need, Lord, thee. Oh, we want something real. We don't want anything false, Lord. Lord, and we pray that thou would then draw near to us. We want a real blessing. We want, Lord, what dear Jabez prayed. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Then, Lord, do come. And open then the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon a few poor folk that are gathered together tonight here in this house of God, where, Lord, thou indeed hast met with us in time past. And oh, that thou wouldst come and meet with us tonight. Lord, we pray then that thou hear the cry of thy people, the waiting poor, of those, Lord, that have come begging their way along, begging that there may be something for their soul, a word, the word of thy grace, something, Lord, that we can live on and die on. Ah, Lord, thy sacred word, thy blessed promises. Dear Lord, thou didst, and thou wast faithful to thy servant, Simeon, Lord, oh, thou didst reveal to him he should not see death until he had seen the Lord Christ. And Lord, oh, that there may be such a blessing even this evening hour. And Lord, and so some poor soul may, Lord, then take hold of Jesus and say, like him, now, Lord, lettest thou servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Then, dear Lord, do come and do help us. Ah, Lord, we plead with thee to come and help us. We plead with thee to come and bless us. Lord, but when we stop to look at ourselves, Lord, we are nothing else but sin, defiled throughout by sin and by our very birth unclean. And dear Lord, we read this in thy word. If the Lord was strict to mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand? But Lord, also we read this, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Oh, then, Lord, do bless us with that godly fear in our heart. Lord, and we pray that it may be, Lord, that fear that brings us to thee, that godly sorrow and repentance over all sin and iniquity. And to say with dear David, against thee and the only by sin and done this evil in thy sight, and purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the voice of joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Then hear our prayer. We ask and pray then, dear Lord Jesus, that thou art come. Oh, grant, dear Lord, those sweet tokens for God, tokens for thy loving kindness, thy tender mercy, that dear and poor sinners might hear as for eternity, they may hear the words of love and mercy, the words of grace and peace and pardon. Gracious Lord, we wait for thee. We, Lord, come to thee and to thy footstool. Lord, we would be found like dear Mary, sitting at thy feet. Lord, we're here now. Oh, that we may be found at thy feet, Lord, waiting for thee to speak, waiting to hear those gracious words that fall from thy lips. Lord, do hear a prayer. Oh, an empty send us not away. Lord, we, whether we realise it or not, Lord, there's a good few here that do realise it, that we fast hasten on to eternity. And dear Lord, we pray, oh, to hear thy word, so that we may have that sweet and gracious assurance that is well, well will life endure, and well when called to die. Lord, do help us, we beg and pray, that then help us now. We do pray, Lord, that thou remember this little cause of troth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together. Oh, that they may be bound together in the bundle of life, in the gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. They may be given that help and that grace to bear one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ. And Lord, they may be found praying one for another. And oh, that, Lord, prayer might be heard. Ah, Lord, the secret prayer, the prayer that's made in the closet, the prayer, Lord, that ascends into heaven. Lord Jesus, and thou dost there sit and reign, making intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Then, dear Lord Jesus, do send down, even this evening, our answers of peace. Lord, do come, do bless. Oh, we are so dependent upon thee, Lord, for thee to command the blessing. We ask for it, we plead for it, we long for it, we want it, but Lord, we cannot command it. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt command thy blessing this evening hour, so that poor sinners go home like those two on that road to Emmaus. And they said, and did not our heart burn within us whilst he talked with us by the way? Then, Lord, may everyone lose sight of this poor man, and oh, that they may see Jesus only. Then do hear our prayers. Thy name shall be honoured and glorified in the salvation of sinners. Then, gracious Lord, help us. Ah, Lord, we have already acknowledged, Lord, that we fast hasten on to eternity. And we want, Lord, that which to live on and die on, the word of thy grace. Why, dear Lord, dear Jacob, as we noticed this morning, he had that staff. He passed over this Jordan, leaning on that staff. Oh, that thou would give and grant to poor sinners the word of thy grace, the exceeding great and precious promises. Lord, do bless. Lord, boy, a staff literally may give way. But Lord, thy word, thy promise doesn't give way. Lord, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Lord Jesus, these were thy words. Then do convey thy word into our heart by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Then do help us. Pray then that thou remember, dear Lord, this little cause of troth, bless them together. Oh, and be with them, we pray thee. Oh, we pray again for the little ones, the children. Do bless them. They've got never dying souls. And oh, we ask, Lord, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Oh, that they should be early seekers and early finders of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Remember older friends, graciously help. Be with those that bear the heat and burden of the day. Be with the parents of the dear children as well. Help them, Lord. It's not an easy day to bring up children that are dying. There's a wicked world of sin. But Lord, do be gracious to them. Oh, they may be helped to bring up their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Ah, Lord, and oh, that they may take them to the Lord in prayer. Lord, do graciously help them to bring their children to Thee in prayer and supplication, to do great things for them. Oh, sometimes, Lord, to change the heart and renew the will and turn their feet to Zion's hill. Hear us, dear Lord. Now, Lord, we again pray for those in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts. There are those, Lord, that have stood around a grave in recent weeks, maybe months. Lord, we pray Thou would comfort each mourning soul. Oh, that they may not mourn as those that mourn without hope. May they mourn as those that mourn with hope. Lord, do bless them. Do be near them. Oh, remember then widows and the widowers. Remember those that lost mother, father, brother, sister, child, grandchild. Grandchild, lost grandparent, Lord, it's all known to Thee. Oh, but may these things be sanctified. And let us ask ourselves that important question. Are we ready to meet God? Then, Lord, do hear our prayers. We pray for those in sickness and affliction's path. Undertake for them. Again, we pray for Thy servant Robert Field. Undertake for him and help him. Bless him. Assuming he's still in the hospital, Lord, we pray Thou wilt bless and be near him and his. Oh, and dear Lord, do put Thy healing hand. Raise him up again. So that, Lord, that he is enabled to go forth and preach that glorious gospel of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And Lord, and then, dear Lord, there's that little baby, or not baby, but that little boy, a rosier boy. Lord, remember him. Oh, and be with him in the hospital, and be with the parents as well. Lord, we cannot begin to appreciate, Lord, the depth, the anxiety. We pray Thou would support them. Lord, with Thy love and mercy, may they know truly what it is to have underneath them those everlasting arms. If it please Thee, spare that little boy. Bring him through. Put Thy healing hand. Graciously help. And then, Lord, we do thank Thee, dear Lord, that Thou hast given men wisdom to know what to do and how to deal with our bodies. Oh, Thou hast given men much wisdom. Lord, the doctors and nurses and so on, they're all in Thy hand. Lord, we pray that Thou would bless them and bring that little one through and help us to thank Thee for all the goodness and kindness to us in all these things. Then again, Lord, we pray for those in trials, troubles and difficulties. Those that know not what to do, which way to take. Those, Lord, perhaps they've got some crooked things in their lot, some rough places. Lord, make the crooked straight. Oh, Lord, do bring the great mountains of impossibility down. Make a way where there's no way. And younger ones, Lord, that are going to university or returning to university. Lord, perhaps in the coming days, we pray Thou go with them and watch over them, keep them and preserve them from the many evils and dangers that they're confronted with. Oh, help them, Lord. May they be helped to remember that little him, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to say the Bible's true, and dare to make it known. Be with them, help them, Lord. We lovingly commend them to thee, that thou watch over them. Oh, and keep them as the apple of thine eye. Pray then that thou help us. Pray for others. There's our government to pray for. Oh, we ask thee to govern those that govern us and overrule the intentions of wicked men, frustrate those intentions, bring their counsel to naught, and pray that thou graciously help our Queen and royal house. Our Queen is an old lady, Lord, and we pray that remember for God. Oh, the Lord, we sing in our national anthem, God save our gracious Queen. And we pray, Lord, that she may yet prove to be a gracious Queen. Oh, and we pray, Lord, that thou wilt have mercy, Lord, on the heirs to the throne. Lord, do graciously work in their hearts. There is nothing too hard for thee, Lord. Lord, we were trying to talk to the children this afternoon, some kings, Manasseh amongst them, Lord, and he was Hezekiah's son, and he was Hezekiah, a good king. Manasseh started off very bad, did much evil, but dear Lord, thou didst have a purpose of love and mercy to his soul. Oh, that thou dost have a purpose of love and mercy to the heirs to the throne, that Lord, thou change their hearts and turn their feet to Zion's hill. Hear the cries of the remnant of thy people in this respect. Now, Lord, there's others in the world, remember them, the persecuted ones, undertake for them. And now, Lord, we need thy help. We're only a poor man. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt come once more. Lord, fulfill thy gracious word and thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Hymn number 984. Hark how the gospel trumpet sounds, Christ and free grace therein abounds. Free grace to such a sin as me, and if free grace, why not for me? Hymn 984.
Tune 872.
Thank you.
in a dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your prayerful attention again to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33 and verse 23. Deuteronomy 33, verse 23. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. Well, we tried to speak a little from this word this morning, and we found ourselves speaking a fair bit about what the incident his mother said by wrestlings as she brought forth his one, wrestling in prayer. We spoke a fair bit about wrestling in prayer. But we spoke of some other things and being satisfied with favour. Why and how God's people, why they will not be satisfied, not until they reach heaven, till they reach glory, where congregations ne'er break up and Sabbaths have no end. I have a problem, dear friends, and that is that my memory is bad. And I cannot remember when I stand up in the pulpit in the evening the things that I said in the morning. And I trust we will not be repeating anything we said this morning. But, dear soul, there's this, you see, there's this tribe here, Naphtali. Why, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. Why, here in Jeremiah, and that last verse which we read, it says here, and I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness. And this is it. And my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. They'll be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Ah, God's goodness to poor dying sinners. Ah, yes, he does. I think we mentioned this morning, he makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. Well, Lord, help us perhaps to just enlarge a little on that. Ah, yes, that here, satisfied with favour, satisfied with the goodness of the Lord. Why, perhaps first of all, in a providential sense of the word, oh, satisfied with the Lord's goodness. Yes, you know, we've reached that time, season of the year, the harvest. And much of the grain, corn and wheat and barley and so on, has been gathered in. And yes, and we do need the Lord to send that suitable weather so that the remainder might be gathered in. And then there's the fruits of the trees and the fruit, yes, that grows in the ground. The vegetables, for the most part. Oh, my people shall be satisfied, satisfied with favour. And, you know, we ought not, did we? We didn't ought to just take these things for granted. Why, the Lord's goodness to us in this, what did he say to us here? Back here in the book of Genesis, when he had drowned the earth with a flood. Why, here in Genesis 9, here are satisfied with thy goodness. Why, and the Lord says to us here, chapter 8 rather, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Ah, yes, dear soul, and there's this, isn't there? And I do set my bow in the cloud. And it shall be for a token, for a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. The bow shall be in the cloud, satisfied with thy favour. Yeah. And dear soul, so then we thank the Lord for his faithfulness, that there is seed time and harvest, summer and winter. But, dear soul, have you got something in your life? Have you had something in your life? We mentioned this morning about Jacob with the staff in his hand. Why, dear soul, and have you and I seen that bow in the cloud? When it has meant so much to you. Perhaps, dear soul, you're in some great trouble, darkness, affliction, bereavement, some deep exercise in your heart, and you say, and sometimes we feel it's an impossibility that anything can, this thing could ever come to pass. But suddenly, and it is so, isn't it? Very suddenly, usually, there's a bow in the cloud. And you only see the rainbow in the dark cloud. You don't see the rainbow in the blue sky. You see, in that dark cloud. What is it good William Cowper says here in the well-known hymn? Yes. Why, he says this to us, does he not? Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take, the clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. Yes, blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain, but God is his own interpreter and he will make it plain. Yes, and perhaps there are some of us here could speak and testify, yes, to the Lord's honour, glory and praise, that bow in the cloud. And I hear someone prompting, and saying, yes, well, come on, let's hear what you've experienced. Am I hearing that right? Well, when one was deeply exercised regarding the ministry of God's word, I never forget it. I was driving home from work one evening, yes, and it was in March or April, there in front, there was a very, very black sky. It is obvious a thunderstorm was about to break. But as I got along further along the road, I've never seen such a beautiful rainbow in all my life. And I looked at that rainbow and I thought immediately of God's promise, which we've just referred to. And then it came to me like this. It was God's covenant promise. And these words dropped so powerfully and sweetly into my heart and soul. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I had so often felt that I could not go to preach because I didn't feel equipped, I didn't feel qualified, I felt so ignorant. And it was an impossibility. But those words and that rainbow, I could take you there now, where this happened. Oh, friends, it was so sweet. Satisfied with favour. You see, these are favours. They're blessings. They're blessings of God. They're blessings of God that make rich. Dear soul, we don't utter these things, I trust, with any degree of pride. No. Oh, it's all His goodness, His mercy, His kindness to us. Satisfied. You see, yes. I had often, just to go there a moment, I had often been asking the Lord for a token. Yes, Lord, give me a token for God. And I trust I had had some words at various times through God's servants regarding this matter. But when this took place, you know, I couldn't ask Him again. No. Satisfied. Yes. Dear soul, and you'll be satisfied. The Lord hears and answers your poor prayers. Yes, that gives you such a token for God. Satisfied that you are in the right way and the right path. You are in that place which the Lord has ordained for you. Naphtali, satisfied with favour. Well, we were saying, satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. And dear soul, there's this thought that just comes to one's mind. Yes, it's the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. The goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. Yes, satisfied with favour. say, "Dear David, why, poor man, he slipped, he stumbled, he fell. But it was the goodness of the Lord that led him to repentance. Yes, he sent his servant." Ah, yes, and perhaps some of us have known what it is to be convinced and convicted of our sin and iniquity under the preaching of God's word. Ah, yes, satisfied with favour, full with the blessing of the Lord. Ah, full. Yes, full when we have that full broken heart. When your heart and mind is overwhelmed with grief, with godly sorrow and repentance over our sin and our iniquity, are full with the blessing of the Lord. You see, dear soul, where would you and I be without this? It wouldn't be anywhere, you know. We wouldn't. Ah, but you see, this repentance, It brings us to the blessed mercy seat. It brings us, it's a repentance that needs not to be repented of. Poor Judas Iscariot, he sinned and he repented, but his repentance didn't take him any further than the chief priests and scribes. He went to man. Oh, dear soul, that your repentance and mine might take us to the throne of grace, to the footstool of mercy. Oh, to come there. Yes, full, with a broken heart, you know, thinking like this, poor Peter, why, he had denied his Lord now for the third time, and the Lord, I say just, the Lord turned and looked upon him, and that look broke Peter's heart. And Peter went out full of sorrow, full of godly sorrow and repentance over his sin. Ah, yes. But, dear soul, it brought forth that fruit of repentance. It brought forth peace. It brought forth pardon. It brought forth forgiveness. What have you been singing? "And say, my soul, why not for thee?" The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Full. You say, but that's not what it speaks of here, full with the blessing of the Lord. Well, that may be your interpretation. But dear soul, what did Jesus say? Why, he speaks, does he not, there in Matthew chapter 5. And he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Yes, and you can go on with the rest of those beatitudes. But, blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus, my Lord, forgets me not. And I think I'm right in the hymn that you indeed were just singing. Why, it speaks in there about being poor, does it not? Yes, thus Jesus came, the poor to bless, to clothe them with his righteousness. The poor to bless. The poor in spirit, are they that mourn. Blessed are they that mourn. Mourning over their sins. Full. Here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. To use the words of the dear Apostle Paul, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? Full. Yes. There was a poor man that was full of leprosy. So, is there a poor sinner here tonight, full of sin? The dire contagion fills the veins. Full. But, you see, that dear man came to Christ. Dear soul, are you going to go to Christ tonight? Ere you lay your head down on your pillow tonight, you're going to go to Christ. You're going to plead with him for mercy upon your poor, never dying soul. The dear man says to Jesus, does he not? Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. What was the answer? I will, be thou clean. I will, be thou clean. Yes, full. Now, perhaps it is, oh, you say, you're coming into it. Yes, full with the blessing of the Lord. When the Lord mercifully blesses and pardons sin and iniquity. You see, again, and I know perhaps I've said this before, but, you know, it's not for you and I to say that we're blessed because we mourn, because we hunger and thirst, because we feel poor in spirit. This all is what Jesus, it's what the Lord of life and glory, God's dear beloved Son, has said about as such. Yes, he has pronounced, they are blessed. It is a divine privilege and prerogative to say as such souls are blessed. And full with the blessing of the Lord. Satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. I don't know whether we're going to find this, but it's here in the book of Ruth. Why, what does she say? Why, Boaz has spoken to her, yes, that when thou art athirst, go to the vessels and drink. And he's commanded the young men not to touch you. And she says, why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answers, if fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, how thou hast left thy father, thy mother, the land of thy nativity, and come unto a people that thou hast not heretofore, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And she said, let me find favour in thy sight, my Lord. Let me find favour in thy sight. Yes, full, satisfied with favour, full of the blessing of the Lord. And dear soul, and Boaz says here, and dear soul, and the dear Lord Jesus says to a poor sinner tonight, maybe, oh, that it may be so. At meal time, come thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. Yes. And she did, and she sat beside the reapers, and he reached a parched corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. They shall be satisfied with the fatness of my house. Yes, the word of his grace. Why, I had an aunt many years ago, and I remember I heard her talking to my mother. I was only a boy. I've never forgotten it. And she said there had been a minister preaching there at the chapel where she attended. And she said, you know, Yoon, she said, it was so good whilst it was running through. This wine, this, he reached a parched corn, you say. Oh, dear soul, and there was this. Sometimes it's all, you may not be able to repeat anything that was said or spoken in this service. Perhaps you can just remember the text or something, some particular part or some heading that the minister used. Oh, you're like her. You say, it's so good. Oh, yes. Satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. You say, why, the Lord promised to feed his hungry poor, does he not? Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. And dear soul, and this is there not. You see, he satisfies. Why, oh, a crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed with dainties such as angels have, or with the children's bread. Oh, dear soul, there the hymn writer speaks as though he or she would be satisfied with a crumb. Dear soul, are you satisfied with a crumb of mercy from the master's table? Satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. Why, we said a little, I think, this morning about dear Simeon. Why, it had been revealed unto him that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. You know, my mind, having just said that, goes back here to again to dear Jacob, to dear Jacob. Why, when the Lord appeared unto him, he laid down that night, stones for a pillar. He had a dream, the ladder which reached up to heaven, the angels of God ascending and descending. But this whole, you see, he was in great trouble, but it was there the Lord appeared to him. satisfied with favour, full with the blessing of the Lord. Why, what has the Lord said to him? Why, behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I've done that which I've spoken to thee. Are full with the blessing of the Lord. Yes, it is all. You know, something, some of these things, a little touch, when your heart is warmed with the love of the Lord in your heart and your soul. When, yes, the Lord mercifully appears, when he breaks forth through the cloud, when you perhaps have come into the chapel, and sometimes, you know, we thought that the minister couldn't possibly come where I am, but some of us have proved my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. And little did you know what that poor minister went through the few days before that service. And how he travelled, and how he was in the dark, and how he was in distress, and how he was in great perplexities. And he came and he preached just as if he had been a fly on the wall in your home and seen all what was going on. Oh, and yes, and you've known something of the blessing of the Lord which maketh rich, full with the blessing of the Lord. But why, there's this thought as well, full with the blessing of the Lord, satisfied with favour, full with the blessing of the Lord. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. Yes. Is old, and God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform, plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. Yes, yes, old, if the Lord should indeed just take notice of me. Well, blind Bartimaeus sat by the wayside begging, led there, taken there, day after day, no doubt. But he'd heard that Jesus of Nazareth is to pass by this way. And so, yes, he cries out. And yes, and although there were those that told him to be quiet, and although, poor soul, Satan may tempt you to be quiet, and there's no point you praying, the Lord is not going to take any notice of you. This old, the adversary of your soul and mine has never acted any different. He is a liar, and he's had approximately 6,000 years experience at it, and he doesn't get any better. No. He rather dis all he tempts us worse and worse, goes from bad to worse. But dis all, he's a liar. Be quiet. You're only a poor old beggar. Or you might say, but I'm not old, I'm young. You're a poor young beggar. But there's all. He stood still. There he is walking, going from Jericho to Jerusalem, and here's a poor man, destitute. Yes. Yeah, destitute. He's a beggar, destitute. Perhaps, poor soul, that's just how you feel, destitute. Satisfied with favour, yes, that he should stop. Ah, yes, and command that you should be called. Yes, is how he regards the prayer of the destitute, and he doesn't despise their prayer. Let me say again, poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus, my Lord, forgets me not. Satisfied with favour. Why this old, if the queen was to come to Swavesey and were to knock at your door, you would feel it a great honour, a great favour. Yes. And there's all, yes, and if you were to cry out for help, and she passing by commanded her vehicle to stop and ask what you wanted, you would regard it, would you not, as a great favour? Well, she had the favour, and she and this poor man had the blessing as well, did he not? Full with the blessing of the Lord, he wanted his eyes open. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? This, oh, what's your answer to that question from the Lord tonight? What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Ah, this, oh, you know what your request is. Pour out your heart before him. Yes, his soul, he hears the cry of the destitute. He doesn't despise their prayer. He remembers us in our lowest day, for his mercy endureth forever. And the poor man had his eyes opened. And poor sinners have known and had and received peace and pardon, forgiveness, and full with the blessing of the Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Full with the blessing of the Lord. And again, dear soul, why, yes, when we come and, yes, and led by the Spirit, into the death and sufferings of the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, full with the blessing of the Lord. Whom having not seen, ye love. You know, that's, we referred to the Song of Solomon this morning, didn't we? Chapter 3, by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. Full with the blessing of the Lord. See, it was but a little, and I found him. And I found him. Yes. And dear soul, let us just turn to this. She says, I have found him. I will arise now, go about the sin of the streets and the broad ways, seek him whom my soul loveth, sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me. To whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him. Yes, whom my soul loveth, I held him, and I would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. Yes. I'm going to say this. Then will I tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. I'll point to his redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Full with the blessing of the Lord. Ah, yes, why me, why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? But we were going to say something about the death and sufferings of the dear Lord Jesus. Ah, yeah, full with the blessing of the Lord. Ah, dear, and if the Lord should lead you, yes, into his death and sufferings, yes, you'll say, why me, why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I? Whether, dear, the Lord leads you into Gethsemane, oh, that sacred scene, you know, it is a sacred scene, and I hope it has been to me more than once. Yes, when, especially when I think of the prayer and of what the dear Lord Jesus was doing. Why, it reads that he fell on his face and he prayed unto his Father. Yes, and the prayer, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, I have probably said this before, but to me it's the greatest word in the whole of the Scriptures of truth. What Jesus utters there, nevertheless, are full with the blessing of the Lord. Because there it is all, is the full love of Christ to his church, to his people. Say, my soul, why not for thee? See, dear soul, he's prayed, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Yes, that cup that he was given to drink of the vindictive wrath of God against sin, poured out in one tremendous shower of divine wrath upon the only begotten Son of God. And yet for this cause he came into the world. But he immediately follows with this, nevertheless. And dear soul, and when Jesus was there in Gethsemane's garden with his mouth in the dust, when dear soul, he was there sweating, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. He says, nevertheless, I believe this, that he saw his church, he saw his people, he saw everyone that was given unto him in the covenant of eternity, and that he would say, nevertheless, not my will. Why? To use the words of the hymn writer, he loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all, and nor with a soul will part. Toils through life, pants through death, cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete. But to use the words of Jesus himself, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Full with the blessing of the Lord. Ah, dear Al, and you and I get a little touch of this, and we shall be full. We shall be full. Ah, dear Al, why the psalmist, number 40, the last verse, it reads like this, does it not? But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. And when Jesus was in Gethsemane's garden, sweating blood, praying unto his Father, and yet he should suddenly think upon me. Full with the blessing of the Lord. What more can he say? What more can he say? Than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all within me bless his holy name. He hath done great things for me, whereof I am glad. I shall have to leave it, amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £724, God, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day, and the collections next Lord's Day are for Christian concern. Let us close with hymn 1016. God of my life, thy gracious power, through varied deaths my soul has led, oft turned aside the fatal hour, or lifted up my sinking head. Hymn 1016.
Thank you.
If such the sweetness of the streams, what must the fountain be? Lord, be with us. Oh, and guide us. Guide us through life. Guide us through death. And bring us to glory, where we may praise thee forevermore, singing God is love, to join that holy, happy chorus. Ah, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then, in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing to him that died to save. Then, Lord, we shall be satisfied, awake in thy likeness. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, as we commune in the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each now and always. Amen.